Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together. A Prayer for Church Unity, written and read by Jessica Van Roekel. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Ephesians 4:1-6. Unity is something worth guarding, because once disunity happens, it can be difficult to regain unity. The Apostle Paul writes to the Ephesians from a Roman prison. In Rome, he didn't have the freedom to visit or leave the house. He reminded them of Jesus Christ's provision and challenged them to live out their daily lives in keeping with spiritual realities. Paul stated that Christ is to be fully expressed through the church, the lives of the believers, in the home and in the workplace. I love a good how-to list because it helps focus my mind and actions to help me live with intention. Our world serves to distract us from living Christ-centered, with our hearts oriented to Christ and His ways. God desires us to experience transformation from the inside out and gives us a set of virtues we can cultivate to guide this process by living in a manner worthy of the calling we've received. Humility is the sacrifice and service to others without thought to our reputation. It is the awareness of our weaknesses and dependence on the Lord for strength. Humility helps us stay aware of our weaknesses and live in too, when I am weak, He is strong, from 2 Corinthians 12:10. Our failures are not signs of defeat, but what propels us to rely on Jesus for everything and to aim for the standard of humility He demonstrated. We can display gentleness through three avenues: our attitude toward the Word of God, our attitude toward people, and our attitude towards submissiveness. God's Word is our standard, and He is kind toward people. Too often when we're at odds with someone, gentleness disappears. Imagine what would happen if we submitted to the power of a gentle heart toward them. Disunity would be disrupted, and a step gained toward unity. Patience is the steadfast enduring of suffering. Whether suffering comes from an external source like relationship difficulties or internal from within, God demonstrates patience toward us, and we can learn from Him. Forbearance is bearing someone's burdens. Patience is an inward attitude, and forbearance is the outward expression of it. It is bearing someone's burdens and refusing to cease loving someone because of their offenses against us. The four qualities of humility, gentleness, patience, and forbearance are possible through God's love for us expressed to others. They are the outpouring of being filled with the fruit of the Spirit from Galatians 5:22-23. They are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Believers in Christ belong to the same family, so our attitudes toward one another must reflect Christ's attitude in Philippians 2:1-11. When we surrender to God, He works in us and enables us to develop these virtues. We, the church, struggle with unity and peace amongst one another. We fight, point fingers, call names, argue, and fuss. We separate ourselves into groups based on location, ethnicity, and age, rather than focusing on our common bond, our common identity in Christ, and our common need to depend on the Holy Spirit. Our commonality must be elevated so our differences don't divide. What is our commonality? It is the fact that we are wretched sinners who deserved God's wrath, yet He loved us and saved us through Jesus and made us one. We don't deserve forgiveness, but we have it. We don't deserve the riches of His glorious power, but we have it. These two truths need to impact our interactions with each other. It is our responsibility to keep, protect, guard, and maintain the unity of spirit by the bond of peace. If we submit our entire self to the Lord, we can live a life worthy of His calling by cultivating humility, gentleness, patience, and forbearance. Let's pray. Holy God, thank You that You give us everything we need to live a Christian life. Your word is life and light to me, and I'm so grateful for it. Forgive me for contributing to disunity, and help me grow in humility, gentleness, patience, and forbearance. I want to live a life worthy of Your call, and I surrender to Your ways in my life. Help me keep the bond of peace with my brothers and sisters in Christ. Knit us together in our common bonds of as sinners in need of a Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.